This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and a Skype username that allow you to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. You get to actually create the content right there on the front page of the website, and sometimes we'll use that content on the air. Now, of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to join us here, and we'll give you those details in a moment. There's an interesting news story which might surprise some people, but I gotta say, I wasn't surprised by this headline. U.S. military using 8-inch floppy disks to coordinate nuclear force operations. 8-inch floppy disk. And you actually pointed out to me, Mark, that you're not familiar with an 8-inch disk.
Never heard of it, no.
The bigger floppy disk that I remember as a kid was the 5 1/4-inch disk,
right.
I believe it was.
We used to use them as hall passes from computer class at high school.
So
it was like just a permanent hall pass. If you had the floppy, you're okay.
So I'm not surprised that it turns out that here we are in the year 2016, and the U.S. Defense Department, according to a new report, which CNBC describes as jaw-dropping, is still using 8-inch floppy disks in a computer system that coordinates the operational functions of the nation's nuclear forces.
Where do they get them?
Well, a lot of older stuff like typewriter ribbons and things like that are still manufactured. They're
for
fairly,
the government.
yes, I mean, governments are customers, but also corporations.
Lots of businesses use dot matrix printers.
Yep, corporations still have old equipment like that, too. And so they manufacture these things at a much higher cost than what they cost at the time when they were actually popular, because they're in such small demand now in comparison to the level of demand they had when they were in, you know, in high supply, when every computer system was using these things. The products were being made and shipped everywhere, and so they were cheaper. But now, because not as many people are looking for these items, they probably cost a pretty penny. It would be very interesting to see what the government is actually paying for one of these old, well, I guess newly manufactured 8-inch floppy disks. Unless they're actually using old 8-inch floppy disks from the 1980s and 70s.
They have to be getting worn out, right? Like,
yes, magnetic material will wear out over time.
Right. I remember cassette tapes, if they got old enough, just began to kind of fall apart.
The U.S. Defense Department is still using, after several decades, the 8-inch floppy disks in a computer system, again, that coordinates nuclear weapons. The Defense Department's 1970s-era IBM Series 1 computer. It's the Series 1! The first one! And long outdated floppy disks handle functions related to intercontinental ballistic missiles, nuclear bombers, and tanker support aircraft, according to the new Government Accountability Office report. You know, as far as government agencies go, the Government Accountability Office is probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like the GAO, GOA myself.
GAO.
GAO? Yeah, I get it confused. Not enough to remember their acronym, by the way.
The department's outdated Strategic Automated Command and Control System is one of the 10 oldest information technology investments or systems detailed in the sobering GAO report, which calls for a number of federal agencies to, quote, address aging legacy systems, unquote. So this is just one. There are several other systems within the federal government.
Do you remember that one that's like a missile tunnel down some mountain someplace where they can't even use, they don't even have computers, they just use file cards?
I don't know.
I'll have to go find that one.
Yes. So, I mean, before I go on with the story here, I think what's interesting to point out is that people have a fantasy of what they believe the government is like. You know, if you watch the movies, then you think the government has these fancy computer systems and, like, you know, if somebody launches an intercontinental ballistic missile at us, that the government's going to be able to, you know, detect it and then lock in missiles to shoot it down from the sky, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sure, sure. I mean, everybody thinks that the government's there to protect them, but the reality is this is a system from basically the 1970s. You really think this old system that runs on 8-inch floppy disks that has been chugging along for 40-something years is really going to be, like, you know, on it when it comes to some sort of ballistic missile launch against
the United States? So you're saying the same technology that I used when I went to the Titan missile silo and was at Tempe, Arizona, in January, where I turned the key with the other guy to launch the imaginary missile on some poor unsuspecting Russian village, that's the same technology that we're talking about today?
It's probably not that different. So the report shows that creaky IT systems are being used to handle important functions related to the nation's taxpayers, federal prisoners, and military veterans, as well as to the U.S. nuclear umbrella. Quote, federal legacy IT systems are becoming increasingly obsolete. Many use outdated software languages and hardware parts that are unsupported. Because when you have software that was written in 1970.
Who's going to write it? I suppose basic's not that difficult, right?
Well, I don't know what the language was that they used, Mark, but whatever it is not being in use today. So it's not being taught. If you go to school, you know, they're teaching you the language of JavaScript, PHP, HTML. They're teaching you know, current programming languages that are relevant, C++, if they still use that. But they're probably not teaching whatever old COBOL system or whatever the heck this thing is.
You think they were using COBOL in the 70s?
Punch cards.
Seriously, they were teaching COBOL to my friend who was in New College in Sarasota in 1987.
That's too new.
Yeah, way too new.
So
just BASIC is the only thing I can think of they could have possibly been using, or some kind of technology I've never heard of before.
When you have a company and you hire a programmer to accomplish some sort of task, and they come up with a program for whatever it is, database or operations or whatever you're doing, then it obviously helps to have that same programmer be on call to be able to come in and fix a bug if one crops up, or upgrade the system if you need to add new features to it. But if that programmer dies, you know, because it's been 40 years since you hired him or whatever, then it can be difficult to bring another programmer in, a fresh set of eyes who's never seen the code before. They didn't write it.
Yeah.
So they then have to go through all this other programmer's code. That guy just died of a heart attack. You bring somebody
40
else
40 years worth of legacy code written
in a program,
God knows what language.
In a programming language that probably only people in their 60s and 70s know how to program in. So how do you continue to maintain a system like this?
I would think that you could bring on an apprentice. Like, that's what I would do in this circumstance is that, oh, yeah, I've got a government job. I'm going to be retiring in 5 years. We should get somebody in here who knows what they're, you know.
And maybe that's how they are handling it.
That would be the way to do it.
Because it's not like the government, well, for them, I mean, money is no issue for regular companies.
Yes, but getting somebody hired is a huge issue.
Yeah. The report shows these IT systems, blah, 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 let's see here. Federal IT systems are increasingly obsolete. Agencies reported using several systems that have components that are, in some cases, at least 50 years old.
Sure they are.
Defense has plans to upgrade its nuclear.
What component could last 50 years?
I don't know. Vacuum tubes? I have no idea.
Not vacuum tubes? Come on. You know as well as I do that they wouldn't work. I mean, the steel face on the box? I mean, that's it. It's the only thing that can last 50 years.
Defense has plans. They're working on plans to upgrade their nuclear-related technology system soon, according to the department's spokes bureaucrat.
Remember, Americans, this is your defense network.
Yeah.
This is the thing you say that you need the government for, ultimately.
Yeah.
The one purpose, the ultimate and final purpose is to defend you from the evil marauders that come from abroad.
False.
They're running a system that is 40 years old.
The only thing they're defending is themselves, Mark.
Poorly.
It's a lie that they are there to defend you. That is part of the lie that they tell you to get you to believe in them and get you to believe that they're actually there to protect you. But the reality is the government's priority is the government, protecting military facilities, protecting government facilities. And if they need to crush your house in order to get in, you know, to some place that is more important to them to protect it, then they will absolutely do that. You are not a priority. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about these decrepit, ancient, old technology systems that the U.S. government is using. Coming up.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. you may join us toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our Gerald W. Perry is down in Florida, heading down for the convention, the Libertarian Party National Convention. I did ask him to, if he gets a free moment to breathe, to give us a call and update us on the convention goings on. Of course, I imagine he's going to be being pulled every which way because he's running for president, looking for the nomination of the Libertarian Party. So we'll keep you in the loop as we learn more about what's happening down there in Orlando at the LNC, the Libertarian National Convention. Bernie Sanders, speaking of presidential politics, has come to represent the new socialist movement in America, and that means that we now have an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Roger Ver is on the side of freedom, thankfully, and he's laid out an incredible challenge that involves Adam Kokesh agreeing to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, that Roger will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, which is $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. We're sharing a pretty laughable story about the U.S. military, the Defense Department, using 8-inch floppy disks in a computer system that is about 40 or 50 years old. The 1970s-era IBM Series 1 computer is being utilized in the supposed protection of the United States in a nuclear weapons umbrella, as it was described here. Let's go to Ron, listening in Virginia. We'll tell you more about the story here in moments. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, I got to say, on this story, I think you're a day premature on telling it.
How's that?
It's really better to tell this story with Conan around because, okay, you got to update these systems. So they're going to put the new fancy hardware and the new AI systems into this hardware that can, you know, do predictive analysis. And thus, that will lead to Conan's favorite diversionary topic, Skynet.
Oh, does Conan believe that Skynet is becoming real?
Yeah, exactly. He would totally eat this up as Skynet.
Well, they are going to have to do a lot of upgrading before this system could ever consider being close to Skynet. And
well,
it's,
if they trash all the old stuff and they put in brand new stuff, then that's what leads to Skynet.
It seems like that's what they're going to have to do. You know, and I suppose it's possible. Some contractor, you know, comes in and he puts in some AI defense network, and then wham, Skynet.
And then we got Whopper.
There you go.
So, Ron, do you have any other thoughts on this issue of the U.S.?
I just thought Conan would have eaten this story up, that's all.
Well, you can always call in tomorrow and ask them what he thinks about it. Thanks for the call tonight, Ron. I appreciate it. Toll-free numbers, you're going to be heading up the show tomorrow night, Mark, actually, filling in for Daryl.
Oh, am I? All by myself? All right.
No, not by yourself. You'll have Conan and Chris Reitman with you.
Okay, gotcha.
So you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Defense Department claims they have plans to upgrade their nuclear-related technology system soon. Lieutenant Colonel Valerie Henderson, the department spokesbureaucrat, said, quote, "This system remains in use because, in short, it still works." Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. However, to address obsolescence concerns, the floppy drives are scheduled to be replaced with secure digital devices by the end of 2017.
By the end of 2017.
Now, that statement makes it sound like the military's intention is to only replace the floppy drives. Oh, yes, we're going to leave.
Yes, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Right, we're going to leave the defense's 1970s era IBM Series 1 computer in place. We're going to keep this 40-year-old machine running, and we're going to somehow figure out a way to interface a secure digital, an SD card drive. And we're going to figure out some mechanism to allow this old computer system to somehow interface with a brand new method for storing files. Now, I'm not a programmer, but I did take a little bit of programming in high school, and I suspect that in order to get You know, this isn't going to be something where you just unplug the floppy drive.
How
and then
could it be?
Pop on in the SD card drive. No. This is going to require some kind of new coding to go on within this system that they have. Somebody's going to have to go in there and update this decades-old system to be able to even interface with an SD card drive. Come on.
Right, absolutely.
That's going to cost a lot of money.
This system can't handle the computing power that it takes to just update the firmware from the SD card.
Yes.
It's not capable of that. I mean, if you think about the amount of storage that was on a 5 1/4 inch floppy disk, and
That was about a megabyte, about 1.
You think it was that much?
Well, I know the 3.5s were 1.44. Meg.
Yep, they were 1.44. I remember that now. It was a gross, basically.
Well, I think floppies had grown in their size over time.
Yeah, so you're just you're rounding up to a meg. It seems nice and fair for you to do. I guess I was thinking of the computers I worked on in the computer lab, and you're talking about PC juniors of, I think it was 126 kilobytes RAM, something like that, and
it's
hard to, those things were running on 5 1/4 inch floppies. This computer system simply could not handle some kind of thumb drive system.
The 8 inch floppy disk was the first one. The first floppy disk was 8 inches in diameter, was protected by a flexible plastic jacket. This is for all you kids out there who've never seen a floppy disk.
You could go to Google and type in 8 inch floppy, and it would come up with a picture for you.
It was protected by a flexible plastic jacket and was a read-only device.
It is. It looks just like a 5 1/4, only bigger.
Used by IBM as a way of loading microcode.
Don't go and don't look this up, kids. Just if you know what a 5 1/4 inch floppy is like, which I guess you're not a kid if you know that, it's just bigger than that.
So apparently the family of 8-inch disks and drives increased over time, and later versions could store up to 1.2 megabytes.
You know what I love seeing here? When I look this up, it's the pictures of all the sort of 10- or 15-year-old pictures of people showing the difference between a CD and a 8.5-inch floppy drive.
Yep.
Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
This is so much better. Yeah,
the CD was so much better.
But it's old technology now.
CD could store 700 megabytes of data compared to... So basically you could fit 700 floppy disks on one CD. Anyway, I color me skeptical that the U.S. military is easily going to be able to adapt SD card technology to a 40-year-old computer system. And if you are a programmer out there or a hardware expert and you'd like to add some expertise into this conversation, would love to hear from you on this, because I don't know how much money that's going to take, but they probably are going to need all the way to the end of 2017 to get something like that working, if not longer.
I wonder what 3M and Verbatim are doing now.
The toll-free number 3M still continues to manufacture.
Make tape, right?
Variety of different things. 3M makes a bunch of stuff. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Verbatim still manufactures discs and things like that, CD-ROMs, DVDs. This is Free Talk Live. More, come up.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, since we're talking about the military, in this case, their decrepit old computer system that is supposedly some sort of nuclear weapons protection system, still using 8-inch floppy disks. That's right. A floppy disk format so old that I don't even remember it. I remember the 5 1/4-inch disk.
I had to look at the picture.
Yeah, from when I was a kid. The 8-inch disk looks just like the 5 1/4-inch disk and stores a similar amount of storage space, but it's just bigger, and they're still using those. Now, the military's claiming they're going to be phasing those out, and by the end of 2017, they'll be replacing those floppy disk drives with secure digital devices. But I got to wonder how exactly they're going to accomplish that, given that they're not talking about replacing the old 1970s system, the Defense Department's 1970s-era IBM Series 1 computer. So are they going to keep the Series 1 computer chugging along and just hook up some SD drives to it? What's the point? The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us also via Skype. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about Chris Kyle. Now, this guy is, I guess, well-known. There was a movie made about him, some sort of sniper movie.
Yeah, American Sniper, yep.
And I guess turns out maybe he wasn't totally honest about his military history.
It's beginning to look that way.
You've got that story. We'll get into it here, and we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Again, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. And by using their money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. As we go to the phones and to the phone, we got Sarah listening in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, yeah. I just want to say, you know, I ride the bus every day, and there's always at least one to, like, three smokers there blowing smoke. And
there are people smoking on the bus in Albuquerque?
No, at the bus stop.
Okay. Okay.
But, you know, but they feel like it's actually against the city ordinance. We passed the ordinance that is the city property and you are not allowed to smoke. But the thing is, if I was to confront them or to be asked politely to, you know, put the smoke out or something, you know, more than likely I'll get stopped or get assaulted or they might pull out a knife because this is the wild, wild west. So,
hell, things sound really nice there on the bus in Albuquerque.
Well, the bus stops. Inside the bus, they have, like...
Are you saying that people wait at the bus stop that aren't getting on the bus?
No, they are waiting for the
okay.
bus. They have nothing to do, so they just get a nicotine fix, and they sit right in the bus stop. And you know, somebody like me and the people with oxygen, you know, old people, we have to stand 20 feet away. We have to stand up. And
yeah.
The people that smoke, they sit there, and they blow smoke everywhere, and we can't say nothing.
Do they have no smoking signs at the bus stop?
No, there are no signs put up.
Then there's probably not an ordinance.
Oh, no, there is an ordinance. We passed it. It's written in the code, but it's...
Like, have you actually looked at the code?
I mean, I don't know how we're supposed to how you're supposed to enforce some rule
where there's no notice.
Right. Nobody's gonna nobody reads this code. So
not even the city workers read the damn code.
If they didn't put up signs to say no smoking in a given geographic area, then it would be unreasonable to expect somebody to know better. Now, I will agree with you that it is etiquette that somebody should get up and let a person on oxygen sit
right.
down. But if you're smoking and there's a person with oxygen around, you probably should smoke 20 or 30 feet away. But, you know, I don't know what to tell you. The fact is that that's the difficulty, is you really can't enforce etiquette and people don't precisely know what it is.
Well, you know what? I've asked somebody nicely about that. You know what he told me? Because he said, I was here first. You go walk to the next bus stop. This is the attitude. This is the attitude with a smoker. It's like they're entitled. They're priority.
Well, hold on. Hold on, Sarah. You're suggesting that there is an attitude for smokers, and that is bigoted and collectivist. Okay?
She is a collectivist.
Look, I've got to go out. I'm a volunteer firefighter, and I've got to go out and fight fires and did for several of them last month that are started by people throwing butts out of their window. But at the very least, I understand that those fires were caused by people who were irresponsible with their cigarette butts, not smokers. So you can't collectivize the smokers because smokers are a bunch of different people. That's like saying people like Sarah are pushy and want to make laws to restrict everybody's behavior, which is patently ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't. But generality, a lot of those smokers, like, I want to sit here and blow smoke, but nobody can tell me anything, you know. And then the elderly with oxygen, we dare not to say anything because we'll get assaulted. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, you're not actually an elderly person with oxygen.
No,
right?
I am not.
No.
But, you know, I've missed a lot of buses standing 20 feet away.
How did you miss a bus standing 20 feet away?
Well,
was your foot caught in, like, a grate or something?
They were just loitering and smoking, so I had to stand far away.
Yes, but how'd you miss the bus?
What'd you say?
She won't get near the smoker.
How did you miss the bus if you were 20 or 30 feet away?
Well, what happened was I thought they were going to catch the bus. They're just loitering and smoking. And then they just told them, well, I don't want the bus. So by the time I walked up, the bus was gone.
Well, that's your fault. When the bus comes up and opens the door, you begin moving your legs towards it, okay?
You know, I remember riding the bus in Sarasota, Florida when I was younger. I rode it a lot of places before I could drive. And whether there were smokers around or not, frequently there was some sort of smoke billowing from the back of the bus or some sort of other unpleasant smell. So generally, in order to board a city bus, you kind of have to be willing to deal with some unpleasant scents or aromas of chemicals or smoke or something like that. And it's just sort of part and parcel of the whole process. And so, I mean, I understand that you don't like smoking and that you feel like, you know, you should be not having to encounter it in your daily life. But the reality is people smoke and it's legal for them to do so most places outside. And if you don't like it, I'm sure there's some sort of breathing apparatus you can that you could purchase.
Yeah, you need a smoke filter.
But then again, that would require you to actually have some sort of income, and what we learned from you earlier this week is that you are on disability, and you don't actually work. So, I mean, if anybody understands the entitlement mentality, it must be you, Sarah,
oh,
right?
Please.
You've called this show complaining about the place that you live. You complain because you can't find a non-smoking, what was it, Section 8, was it, that you take?
Yeah, Section 8 voucher.
Section 8.
Yeah.
Right, so somebody else is paying for your home, but yet you're still so entitled and angry that it's not the perfect home for you, but yet you don't actually have to put any effort into maintaining it. You just live there.
What are you talking about? You know what? They make me clean my house for my inspection. They make me bring, like, 6 paperwork.
Oh, so you actually have to clean your own home. Well, that's good to know. You have a little bit of responsibility in your life. What I meant by responsibility is that...
Section 8. What are you talking about, this handout thing? That's all Rush Limbaugh propaganda.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a handout. You know, you are completely capable of working. You are physically able to move around. You claim you have bipolar disorder, but I'm sorry. There are plenty of people who have bipolar that can hold down a job. So, you know, it's one entitlement mentality versus another entitlement mentality as far as I'm concerned. Good luck at the bus stop. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
You're harsh, dude.
855-450-3733. She's a leech. What do you want me to do? Candy coat that? Oh, Sarah, could you just please go get a job? We know that you're capable of working. She doesn't believe she's been told she's got this disease or whatever, and you know whether that was what made her believe it or just because she wanted to believe it on her own.
She certainly calls the show like it's a job. I'll give you that.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Look, she's on time, too.
I don't feel sorry for somebody who's physically capable and could absolutely hold down a job. There are people with mental retardation that can hold down jobs. You got bipolar? Okay, there's jobs for you out there in the world. It's Free Talk Live.
Going back to my victim thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on the radio waves with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
So we were talking about the U.S. military and its old, old technology that they're still using since the 1970s. They claim they're going to be upgrading their systems over the next couple of years with secure digital devices instead of old 8-inch floppy drives. And we're going to continue that story. Of course, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE or join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. We got archives galore there. In fact, we started something new just today, actually, which is pretty cool. One of our listeners, Riley Blake, has stepped up. And he is actually editing daily digests of the show. So we do a three-hour-long radio show. After you cut out the commercials and the news breaks, it gets down to about a two-hour-long podcast. So just a straight 2 hours of content from the three-hour radio show.
Right.
But that's still a lot of content for the average person. If you only drive 15 minutes to work and 15 minutes back, and that's the only time you have to listen to stuff, you're not going to hear a whole episode of Free Talk Live in that amount of time. So Riley has stepped up to start doing daily digests. He's doing this on his own volition. Hopefully it will continue on for as long as he feels like doing it. Obviously, he's looking to see if people appreciate it, and I think a lot of people will appreciate this because there are a number of time-challenged listeners within our sort of podcast realm who would like to have a shorter version of Free Talk Live. So as of today, we've uploaded the last 3 days' worth of the show in Daily Digest format. It'll appear in our podcast. It'll appear on our SoundCloud feed. So if you already subscribed to the Free Talk Live podcast, then you're automatically going to receive these episodes. If you don't want to listen to them, you want to listen to the full show, then don't listen to them.
How does one subscribe to the Free Talk Live podcast?
You can go to freetalklive.com, and there should be a pretty easy way to do that there. I'd have to actually be there, Mark, to look at that to give you the exact instructions. But freetalklive.com, as far as subscribing to the podcast goes, I think if you go to listening options and then scroll down to iTunes RSS feeds, that's where you can find the podcast. So our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Maybe that should say podcast rather than RSS, because I don't know. People are easily confused by things like this.
Yeah, I guess it probably should. I think RSS is old terminology, right?
Well, I don't know. They're both kind of old terms. Podcast is an old term, too.
What do you think the people call it now?
Decade. Podcast has been around for a decade.
Yes, but people use it.
Yes, they do.
I don't hear people saying, I need to get hooked up to your RSS feed.
Well, I still say that, but you know, if you're a tech person, then it would make sense. So, technology people, you're welcome to comment on the U.S. military and their old systems going back into the 1970s. According to a GAO audit, there are actually at least 10 of these decrepit old technology systems that are in use today within the federal government. Of course, that doesn't even scratch the surface of state governments and what old tech they might be using. Other agencies are moving toward a more modern system, slowly at best. More than 75% of $80 billion budgeted for federal IT efforts across all agencies in fiscal 2015 was spent on operations and maintenance investment, such spending has increased in the past 7 years. In contrast, spending on development, modernization, and enhancement of federal IT systems has declined, according to the GAO. The office noted the government plans to require agencies to identify which IT systems need to be updated and then modify them. But until then, the GAO warned that the government runs the risk of maintaining systems that have outlived their effectiveness.
I guess what stuns me about this is that they're running this system that controls the nuclear missiles or something. Or is it defense against nuclear missiles?
It's functions related to intercontinental ballistic missiles, nuclear bombers, and tanker support aircraft.
Okay, so those things are, intercontinental ballistic missiles are the big missiles that bring the nuclear weapon over to the bad guys. And the, obviously, bombers are, you know, airplanes or whatever. And the tankers are the airplanes that fuel the airplanes that drop the bombs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not talking about a missile defense situation here. I guess I'm surprised that they weren't updating this software all along, that they're using 1970s equipment. Because this is hardware, right? An 8-inch floppy is hardware. They're using a 1970s hardware, which means that they must be using 1970s software, because 1970s hardware simply cannot handle 1970s software.
You mean newer software? It can't handle newer software.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, the newer software,
right.
Because if
that's
you
correct.
Because just try for a second to take an old computer that's, you know, 15 years old that you got lying around somewhere and upload Windows 10 on
not
it.
Not going to happen.
And see how things go.
Yeah, that's impossible.
You'll get the same problem that they have there, except that the nuclear missiles are shut down. I mean, who's this moron in the Secret Service Agency that's carrying around these codes so that the president can set off the nuclear weapons, and it's all being carried on 40-year-old equipment?
Let's talk to Paul.
What a waste of your life.
Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Paul.
Hello, guys. Yeah, first off, does that mean my mom's HP Pavilion is doing more work?
It is.
Yeah, any old computer that's still cranking along on somebody's desk is probably
the cathode ray tube.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, I've never seen an 8. I remember the 5.5, so unfortunately I'm that old. But I remember the 5.5, and then the little disc that we shoved in, and then we went to the CDs and stuff like that. But so my mom's HP Pavilion could run the country.
You got it, Paul.
The whole system.
The whole thing. Anyway, back to my dad has this is for your buddy in New Mexico. You gotta tell her, my dad calls it Aiderville down here in Needles, California, unfortunately. But Aiderville, that's the Section 8ers.
Oh.
Aiderville. And yeah, she needs to have a little more humble on that, I think. And I love you guys, and I hope everything works out for you and everything else.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate
it. I kick in, too, brother. Okay?
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call tonight.
I love you guys, too.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, Aiderville for Section 8 recipients. I'd be interested in seeing how many of them could actually hold down a job and just choose not to because they're getting paid.
I don't know Sarah's specific situation. I wasn't here the night that she talked about it with you. But I guess I don't have a particular problem with people using social welfare programs as a leg up, as an opportunity to get back sort of in the system. But
everybody needs help sometime in their life.
And there are people, certainly there there are people that simply cannot work.
No doubt.
And that there we need to have a way to care for those people. One thing I think that bears mentioning, though, is if you look at, countries that are poor, destitute countries, you'll find a much lower incidence of reported mental illness. And I think the reason, this is a speculation, right? I suspect the reason is not that people don't have the same level of mental illness, or perhaps even more in countries where, I don't know, healthcare isn't that great and food isn't that prevalent, but that they have to operate, that they're operable, that those people can get some things done. Now, again, I don't know specifically what's going on with Sarah. I think that you sounded harsh with her, but then again, you're the one who talked to her. I wasn't.
Well, Sarah calls the show every single night. She's our most
like it's
chronic,
her job.
She's our most chronic caller. She's constantly complaining about things, and we learned this week that she's actually, in point of fact, on Section 8 housing. She's getting a disability welfare check, all because she supposedly has bipolar disorder, and yet she's complaining about the things that she's getting for free, and so just seems pretty ungrateful to me.
Agreed.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and, I understand people have mental problems. Everybody's got their issues, but most people are still able to hold down a job and, get out there into the working world and actually contribute to society rather than leeching off of it. So you can share your thoughts with us here tonight and bring up whatever you want. The IRS technical officer, Terrence Milholland, says, quote, our ultimate goal is to retire all of them, meaning the old technology systems that are still in use at the IRS, as quickly as possible. They say they have a number of older IT systems, but it is, quote, not our preference to do so, unquote. Now, how long, of course, it will take them to retire all of those old systems is a good question. We know that as of about a decade ago, the FBI was still reported to having not figured out how to use email. And
yeah, I remember reporting on that story over and over. Free Talk Live has been on the air for, 14 years or something like that. And it was less than 10 years ago that they got email.
I think they've gotten it since that time, since we reported on it. But nonetheless, the GAO pointed out that aging systems, which include the Treasury Department's individual master file, which is the authoritative data source for individual taxpayers. So there's, an old system in place there. We'll tell you more about it here in moments. And you can join us in hour number two. Coming up, plus we'll look into Chris Kyle's military history.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.